The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples of John approached Jesus and said, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast much, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast." The Gospel of the Lord. Today, our readings focus on the theme of fasting, and especially from our gospel, we see that key question: why do we fast? And in our gospel, we see how the disciples of John the Baptist came up to Jesus and asked Jesus, why do they need to fast while Jesus' disciple is not fasting? And then I tend to focus on this and then focus on that question of why do we fast? And I remember from one of the Liturgy of the Hours antiphons would say, "You cannot serve both God and mammon." And especially when we fast during Lent, we focus on Christ, on our own lives and our faith, and see where Christ is, and then we fast so that we could find Christ in our lives. And then with that phrase of "you cannot serve both God and mammon," we're saying that we can't focus on God when we're distracted by other material things. And then at the season of Lent, we're asked to fast, not just by fasting by food, but then also things that we usually do and occupies most of our time, because we're asked to take time and give that time to Christ. But then if we're so focused on the things that are distracting us from being with Christ, then we're not really serving Christ. We're serving the material thing that, or the other thing that is occupying our time. So in the gospel, when Jesus says, gives that the metaphor of being a bride and a bridegroom, when we're focused with Jesus, everything will be great. Everything is heavenly. But then if we're so distracted on the other things, we'll miss on the key things that Jesus is giving us. And if we don't know his presence, if we don't know who Jesus is, if we don't spend time to know Jesus, then we won't know Jesus and focus more on the things, material things, and fail to see that true happiness that we could find with Jesus. So today, let us focus on ourselves, seeing where we need to fast, see where our heart is, and allow time, especially during this Lent, to put aside all the things that distract us. Allow us to fast from the things that distract us and focus more on Jesus. Amen.